It's one that I've never won, though, so obviously I haven't got St. Pete that sorted out. You know, we'll keep knocking on that door. We've had some close runs there. We've had many podiums. I've celebrated the championship win there. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. You know, I think the depth of the field and just the competition and the NTT IndyCar Series right now is through the roof, man. So, you know, you mess up once, you're going to be at the back.
Hey, this is IndyCar driver Scott Dixon. The Indy 500 is back home again on WGN.
720. WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio as we get into the IndyCar season and as the world turns its attention to the greatest spectacle in racing, still a couple months away, but always on the minds of race fans. And on the line with us, the winningest active driver in IndyCar today, 56 wins, six-time series champion in the 2008 Indy 500 winner, one of our favorites, and we're not alone, is probably the biggest star in IndyCar, the driver of the PNC Honda for Chip Ganassi Racing, the one and only Scott Dixon. Scott, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the intro. That was cool. But yeah, excited to get this season kicked off. It's the 20th year, I think, it's going to be for St. Pete, you know, to start the season. But for us, you know, you move from slightly cooler weather and, you know, you're Chicago or Indianapolis where we live to get down to Florida. But yeah, everybody's excited, man. There's a lot of pent up tension, I think, after, you know, 4 or 5 months from the last race in mid-September, and everybody's ready to get going, man.
It's 20 years for St. Pete, you know, and you're an authority on that because you've seen every single one of them, right? So 20 years on consecutive, the Ironman of the sport. Talk a little bit about that. Before we get into all the other things you mentioned, that is the longevity, not only the great career at the top, still at the top of your game, but just like never missing a race.
It's one that I've never won, though, so obviously I haven't got St. Pete that sorted out. You know, we'll keep knocking on that door. We've had some close runs there. We've had many podiums. I celebrated the championship win there back in 2020. So, you know, it's just fun. You know, I think that race, and as you said, the longevity of it, you know, some marquee events, you know, this is becoming one of those. You know, St. Pete, you know, Long Beach with their history, obviously the Indianapolis 500, the biggest race in the world. So it's special to have a city, I think, that really embraces these races. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to get to the race in St. Pete, you really see why. You know, it's a fun city. It's one that's activated well. You know, it's extremely well attended and, you know, even hard to get a ticket. So it's what I think really makes it key for, you know, everybody knowing that this date, you know, this race is going to be on, and you know, it's a great place to kick off our season. So, you know, we'll keep after it and you know, be interesting to see how it plays out. You know, I think the depth of the field and just the competition and, you know, the NTT IndyCar Series right now is through the roof, man. So, you know, you mess up once, you're going to be at the back.
Think about this, you know, and you mentioned it with St. Pete, just a great example of the opportunities that are in IndyCar, not just for the drivers, but also communities, markets, racing, right? It's as hot as it's ever been. You mentioned the competition. It is as exciting a racing as is out there. And that is a great way for towns to get involved. We look at Nashville, the way that they've embraced it. I think they're going to adjust the course a little bit. It is a great way to bring the sport in, even if you don't have, you know, a speedway, even if you don't have a race course, right, that's already built. You can always utilize the city streets. And it's been, I think, a winner everywhere that it's happened.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I think there was some, you know, early adopters, obviously Long Beach and, you know, St. Pete and, you know, some of the other races that we go to. Nashville has been, you know, crazy just from the get-go. That city itself is crazy. But, you know, I think once you go to an IndyCar race, you know, it's hard to go back and go again. You know, I think the action is through the roof. It's definitely, I think, the best racing, you know, that you see around the world, to be honest, and how close it is and how competitive it is. And, you know, it's one that's also, you know, the championship never really gets decided until, you know, most of the time, the last race of the season. So, you know, that has always been very tight and, you know, keeps you on your toes and keeps you, you know, kind of really integrated, I think, throughout the year. But yeah, you know, it's going to be a fun season. A few more ovals this year with, you know, Nashville, and then obviously the doubleheader at Milwaukee, and then doubleheader at Iowa, and, you know, the Indy 500. So it's going to be an exciting one with a different balance, I think, than what we've seen in the past with, you know, mostly dominated by road and street courses. So that'll be an interesting twist on just seeing how that championship plays out as well.
In your career, 23 seasons, you've seen a lot of that. You've seen race teams come to prominence, fall back, disappear. In the whole world, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Scott Dixon, of course, on the track, that's for sure. But talk a little bit about that relationship with Chip Ganassi. It is the longest relationship in motorsports right now that you have raced with Chip. So doing a lot of things right for a lot of years, still the elite organization and the team in it. But talk about that, as you know, all the longevity that you've had, you know, Chip's been there too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a weird transition how I first got to the team. You know, the team I was with went, you know, kind of bankrupt, and then, you know, I was brought through with Toyota and, you know, been with Chip, you know, since 2002, midway through 2002. So, yeah, we've achieved a lot together, and it's hard to, you know, really step away from that. We've had good opportunities to go in some different directions, but, you know, what I love is the passion that Chip has. You know, it's what he does is racing. You know, he doesn't have other businesses and things like that, and, you know, he's probably the most intense and the most race winning team boss, I think, in probably almost the history of IndyCar racing now. But just as intensity is so much, you know, fun to race for, and that feeds through the whole team. You know, the whole team, they don't talk about getting to the race weekend and hoping for a podium or a top 10. You know, it's all about racing and winning, and you know, it's very special to be in that environment. And, you know, last year was a testament to that. You know, Alex Palou, my teammate, had a stellar season, you know, and to win the championship, we finished second. You know, to have a 1-2 and in a championship that's so tight right now is almost impossible. So, you know, it was great to see, and hopefully we can keep that momentum going to start the season off.
Everybody focuses on the Indy 500, the greatest spectacle in racing. You brought it up, so I want a quick second on this. As you see teams or markets or areas or tracks coming towards IndyCar and bringing it in a big way, back in Milwaukee, a historic track up there. I know in Chicago, we hear a lot of that excitement. They are super excited for things to happen there. But talk a little bit about Iowa, where they are bringing that star power, not only you guys on the track and all that great racing that happens out there, but man, the acts, like the music acts and the concerts to complement the racing, it's just off the hook.
It is. They've done Hy-V, I think, have stepped up to a crazy level, you know, just to see what they've done with that, you know, doubleheader and that event, you know, the star power that they've had. And last year, I think it was, you know, Gwen Stefani and, you know, a ton of country bands, and then Ed Sheeran. Like, you don't get people bigger than that. You know, this year, I think, is Post Malone and, you know, several others. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. I think those concerts have been, you know, huge for creating, you know, not everybody is going to be, you know, into the racing or wouldn't maybe make the trip to it. I think once they see the race and the action and, you know, it heightens your senses, you know, just the sounds, the noises, you know, the smells, all that kind of stuff once you go to a race, and especially Iowa, man, it's such a crazy race to watch that you never really know until, you know, kind of the last five or 10 laps of who's actually going to win that race. So, you know, it's an exciting one. You know, I hope they continue to build events like that where, you know, they've got action for everybody to, you know, everybody in the family to come and see. So, you know, kudos to Hy-V and what they've done for, you know, racing, especially the Iowa Speedway.
Yeah, you think about the Indy 500, all that action on the track, a piece of immortality for those who win it, but there is so much going on, you know, pushing 400,000 with everybody. You've got, you know, the snake pit, you've got all of that action carb day, you've got everything that's happening there. And for you personally, all those championships, 56 wins, one of those was the Indy 500. A lot of drivers, some of the greatest, never win an Indy 500 victory. And so for you to already have one in your back pocket, and you're already getting into, like, I think you're inducted into the Motorsports Hall of Fame for 2024, you're still great. Usually that happens after your career, right? But for Scott Dixon, they're just giving it to you along the way. Your thoughts on that? You know, having already won one, obviously so close many times, is it something that, I mean, obviously you'd love to win more, but is it anything that is like a driving force, or does it bother you at all?
Yeah, I think that the toughest part is, you know, winning the Indy 500 definitely changes your life. You know, just the sheer size of it. You know, I think we talk about it all the time, but, you know, I've been to Super Bowls, you know, Olympic Games, World Cups. Nothing really touches the Indy 500 and just the sheer size of the event. You know, all the you know, the crowds, what's going on, that, you know, they're just the atmosphere that when you walk out, especially for the drivers and teams, you know, when you walk out of Gasoline Alley and just, you know, you look both directions and as far as you can see, there's people in the grandstand, you know, which is like nothing else. So it is special. I think then you have, you know, the history of the Speedway this year, I think, is the 108th running of it. You know, it's crazy, man. It's just so fun to be a part of. The unfortunate part for me is I think more about the close losses. You know, I think I've finished second there maybe five times, you know, two where you think it could have been totally different. You know, probably three or four of those have been under caution as well. You know, it can be a frustrating place, but it owes me nothing. You know, extremely lucky and extremely proud to have at least won there once. But, you know, I think what drives me the most is the close misses and you know, the wanting to try and win there again. You know, once you feel what it's like to win it once, you know, that just builds year on year. And, you know, for me, it's been a little while. You know, we've come close so many times that that's what keeps you, inspired. So, yeah, it's a crazy event, man. If I think it's a bucket list item for people that aren't even into racing, you know, just to see that place and see that spectacle and the biggest race in the world, it's insane.
We're excited to be a part of it, part of that history as well. WGN Radio, as you know, Scott, was the first station to ever broadcast the Indy 500. I do the live pre-race show, you know, at the track. So it is exciting. Here's one thing, though, too. You think about, talk about the great opportunity that you've had, you know, with Chip Ganassi. You would have been great anywhere you went, right? But maybe at your best with Chip Ganassi, and you look at the opportunities that he has helped, you know, put in place and that you've been a part of too. Talk a little bit about the women in motorsports. I guess this is the third year going for it. Just the impact, the opportunity that it is, and your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think women in motorsports and what Chip Ganassi has done and you know, PNC has been there as well for this program and bringing women in. You know, it's a male dominated sport. We've known that, you know, since I've ever been in it. And it was great to see even, you know, Tilly, my, you know, youngest daughter, to see the change, you know, asking probably 3 or 4 years ago when, you know, we had the first year, like, who are these women? You know, why, you know, what are they doing, you know, within the team? They're working on the stand, you know. Angela Ashmore on the 8-car was the first, you know, woman to win the 500 with Marcus, you know, in direct engineering status, which was huge. So, you know, we've seen a lot of teams move with that tradition. You know, we have internships on both, you know, the women's side and for males. Every year you know, it's been great to see that exposure and see that change, you know, in a sport that you know is definitely kind of male dominated. So it's great to see, and great to see what Ganassi is doing and you know, hope it continues for a long time.
Our good friends over at PNC, you think about that as far as opportunities that are happening. The Grow Up Great program, you've been a part of it for a number of years. It is celebrating, I think, its 20th anniversary this year, you know, and some kids will grow up to become motorsports legends, you know, others will find different paths. Talk a little bit about that, because I just think that's kind of the coolest thing is, you know, when you can get in there, you know, as a little kid, I got to meet, you know, some sports people, nothing to the level of a Scott Dixon. I think it was like the punter from the 49ers or something. It made a huge impact for a kid just to see that person in front of you. And then, of course, inspiring you, letting you know, if you could see it, you can be it. Anything is possible. Talk about Grow Up Great.
Yeah, I think what, you know, PNC do, you know, with their community outreach is huge. And you know, one of my favorites has been the Grow Up Great program. You know, obviously going to all the markets that we do throughout the season, you know, 15, 16 different, you know, kind of destinations. But, you know, going and to these, you know, young schools and talking to kids and then obviously reading books and the importance of books, but also the support that, you know, PNC has been able to enable for, you know, the teachers and the schools, you know, to make sure that they get what they need, you know, to educate these young kids. And obviously it's very diverse and different, I think, you know, whichever, you know, area that you're going to. So, you know, it's great to see them step up and honestly, man, it's been so much fun to be a part of those programs. Even had, you know, my daughter Poppy, our oldest, be a part of the readings, you know, through COVID and you know, being online and doing videos and you know, just the importance of you know, reading a book and how that can change your life, you know, and giving people that opportunity. So it's been very special. PNC a great partner and you know, one that you know, gives back so much to their communities.
Very last thing, of course, the racing schedule, it's a demanding one, city to city. You're always traveling, you're doing all that kind of stuff. New Zealand, you know, Indianapolis is a big departure. That town, though, and we talk about the communities in and around racing on a regular basis. It's a hub. It is a home for so much in racing. A lot of even different series and disciplines around motorsports are right there in Indianapolis. Of course, now you're having to give it all up, get on the road, go to St. Pete and all those other places. Your thoughts on the offseason? Like, what is it that you most like when you got all that downtime? I don't know exactly how much downtime, probably, but time to kind of kick back and relax in Indy.
Yeah, Indy's been a great city for us. You know, I think for bringing up, you know, a young family, you know, we kind of divert a little bit and rotation between, you know, Indy and London and then also New Zealand, depending on the year and you know, what things are going on. But yeah, it's for me, it's such a cool racing community, but there's so many other things going on in the city. It's crazy when you think about Indy, and a lot of people, especially overseas, don't know too much about it. You know, they'll know about Chicago or New York or LA, but I love it here. I love the tempo. You know, the people are so nice and so kind. And in the off season, you know, or when you're even in season, you know, the nice part is you're not hammered by traffic or trying to get places. You know, the great restaurants, there's great people. But yeah, you know, Indy's home, man. I love living in Indianapolis. First moved here in 1999 and then full-time in 2000. But yeah, you know, very, very good people and a great place to bring up a young family.
It's a great food town, great sports town. It is the focus, the epicenter of sports action for the Indianapolis 500. And there, front and center with all of it is, you know, the biggest star in IndyCar as we speak, the one and only Scott Dixon. So, Scott, we'll let you get back to it. We know a lot to do and a lot to take care of for the team. Good luck in St. Pete. I'm sure we'll talk to you a number of times before we get to the 500. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it so much, man. It was good to speak to you. Cheers, man. Thanks, bud.